You are listening to Real World News.
Social organizations of Latin America demand respect for Venezuelan people's sovereign decision. Support for the Bolivarian Revolution was ratified at Sunday's elections in Venezuela, where Nicolás Maduro was elected the new president of the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela. However, when the election results were made public, the Venezuelan and the international opposition media claimed that there had been fraud in the process, where hundreds of international observers participated to ratify its legitimacy. The group of social movements towards Salva issued a declaration saying the Venezuelan people have decided to continue being the makers of their own destiny by electing Nicolás Maduro as the president and leader of the Bolivarian Revolution for the next 6 years. We demand respect for the people's decision. Once the results were made public, Maduro spoke from the people's balcony at Miraflores Palace. The space was inaugurated by late President Hugo Chavez Frias, where he would regularly speak to the people of Caracas. During his public address, Maduro emphasized that during the campaign he had to face a war waged by the right wing. Comrade Chavez remains undefeated, he is still winning battles here on earth, said the president-elect. He also highlighted that Capriles called him half an hour before the National Election Commission issued the results. He told me his opinion, I told him the truth. He was suggesting we made a pact. I said no, let's wait for the CNE results, and I told him that if I lose by one vote, I'd admit defeat, but it wasn't the case, I have won by nearly 300,000 votes. Maduro recalled that a few months ago, in December, Capriles won in Miranda by 2 votes, and the Bolivarian government conceded defeat. Now we are going to build a powerful government, a government of the people that will rectify what needs to be rectified, to build a wide majority of the Bolivarian people, said the president. I recognize Capriles' votes and I respect them, he said. I hereby call you to respect the majority of the people who has elected me president. There are many things to change, I am aware of that, he admitted. I ask for the people's support so that the revolution is renewed and gains new strength. Only through the path of revolution, a democracy that respects people will be possible, where the people is the main protagonist. We will devote the rest of our lives to fulfill his legacy. They do not have the power to attend a coup d'etat, but if they tried, we know what we have to do, he said. However, he called for peace and to avoid provocations.
You are listening to Real World News.